Hi guys and girls, I'm so pumped this morning, just after the weekend, looking forward to interviewing Georg Schimmel, one of the most respected thought leaders in the industry. He is the CEO of that great brand, LJ Hooker. Welcome, Georg.
Thank you, Tom. Thank you. It's great to be here.
Georg, for those of you that aren't with LJ Hooker, that are watching this out there, can we have the two-minute version of how Georg Schimmel came about being the CEO of LJ Hooker? What were you doing before? How long have you been doing the job?
I'm in the job for a bit more than a year now, in the CEO job. Worked for LJ Hooker for 2.5 years in total. And my background is, I've got a strong online background. So I worked for 6 years with realestate.com.eu, looking after the finances as well as some overseas portals. And always had a passion for real estate. I do believe it's very important, whatever profession you pick, you have to be able to identify yourself with the product, which is being transacted, in this case, the property. And that's how I came up joining LJ Hooker. I love the Australian real estate market and the New Zealand real estate market because there's so much passion in the market. People are very professional on how they go about selling properties or investing in properties.
Okay, so it's nearly a decade in property-related real estate.
That's right.
CFO of realestate.com, so that exposure to the online world. And now you look over Australia and New Zealand?
I look after the whole group, which is in 9 countries, actually.
Right. Can you give me an idea some of those countries, the main ones? Where are they? Australia, New Zealand?
Australia, New Zealand, Indonesia,
yeah.
UAE, Japan, India. We've got an office in Vanuatu, Hong Kong, obviously. It's pretty well spread across the whole Asian market at this stage. I mean, the fastest growing markets right now for us at this moment, how we can change, is Indonesia and the UAE.
Yeah.
And I do believe that India will show some growth very soon.
Wonderful. Most of the viewers that are on my subscriber list are Aussies and Kiwis, mm-hmm. The majority of them Australians. To give me an idea of the size and coverage of the LJ Hooker Group, how many offices thereabouts?
Mm-hmm. We've got more than 700 offices in which you have around 8,000 people, 4,000 roughly in sales, 2,000 in property management, and another 2,000 being principals or support staff in the offices. So it's quite a sizable entity.
Beautiful. And the areas of focus is you've got your residential real estate, mm-hmm. commercial.
Commercial, home loans, rural, and a bit of strata management, a couple of other functions. So I would say it's the full picture.
Okay. With so many thousands of people that LJ Hooker employs in the sales function, you would have a fantastic helicopter view of what are the critical behaviours of a good salesperson. Have you seen a common theme of great salespeople?
I've seen a common theme which is also valid across not just Australia and New Zealand, but also mirrors itself in Indonesia, which is really, first of all, being passionate about the job. So, I mean, to be able to get up at, some people get up at 5 o'clock in the morning and really work 6 days a week or 6.5 days a week, you have to be passionate. Second bit is you have to know your market being the local market, you have to know every house, almost like when it was sold for, what it was sold for, what the family history of all these properties are. And then the third thing is you have to have the right tools to support the sale process of the vendor, meaning you have to have good online tools, you have to good database, and you have to also have a very strong understanding of marketing.
Beautiful. Okay, you've covered all spectrums there. I'm curious, when I ask you that question about what makes a good real estate owner, is it the same things, or could you add or minus things out of that answer?
I think it's not exactly the same thing. So there is a difference between a good salesperson and a good business. And a good business owner also requires to be able to spend enough time on really understanding how the business is performing. So needs to be a good manager. A good business owner needs to be a very, very good manager in a business sense. However, if this business owner wants to be even better, wants to be great, how to get from good to great, he needs to adopt leadership skills, meaning have the energy to really power the office through, energize other people, execute well, and making sure others, his whole team, is executing in a highly professional way, and also then having the edge of sometimes having to make hard decisions in terms of people management, and at the same time being able to also identify new trends and adopt new products which support the whole processes in this office.
Right. So what you're saying is not necessarily a good salesperson would be a good principal.
That's correct.
And not a good principal necessarily would be a good salesperson.
Not necessarily. I mean, they can be, but yep, not necessarily.
Right. Every franchise group goes out there and says, this is the reason why we're the best.
Yeah.
And you expect that because that's the business that you're in. I do the same with the products that we have. I say, use our products, use print, use News Limited. You're no different. Do you think that there are differentiators between you and other groups? What are your main unique selling propositions that you believe are highly valued in the commercial world out there for an agent?
I do believe that we at LG Hooker differentiate ourselves by the brand. We do independent brand research, which puts our brand actually at the number one position when it comes to unprompted brand awareness. The second piece certainly is systems and processes and all the knowledge. I mean, longer serving groups like LG Hooker have accumulated a lot of wealth of knowledge, and the key is how you store the knowledge, how you make it accessible and available for all the staff. We're using a lot of video in disseminating information. And then the last bit is really the people and being able to attract and retain exceptional people and look after them. And this goes all the way to what we have is a 21 club where we celebrate people who are more than 21 years with the company, and we've got more than 300 people in this category. And in fact, we've got two people in our group who have 60 years plus experience. One of them is still working for us. He has 62 years of service in New Zealand, Roger Stark, which is pretty amazing.
He's a principal?
He used to have all different roles. He's now a director of the franchise group in New Zealand.
Right. Okay. So you've got a number of people, 300 people, 21 years and over.
Yes.
Extraordinary.
It is extraordinary. Especially, I mean, if you add up the age, that brings you all the way back. 300 times 21 gets you all the way back to before the pyramids were built in terms of the experience in our company.
Amazing. Georg, I can't help but touching on the thank you, Mr. Hooker, brand awareness. I mean, a lot's happened in real estate over the last 2-3 decades.
Mm-hmm.
But that recall of that campaign and the brain tattoo it has left people, both agents and consumers, is extraordinary. That thank you, Mr. Hooker.
Thank you, Mr. Hooker, as well as Nobody Does It Better, which is our other tagline, which we're currently also bringing out there into the public with our big TV advertising campaign, which we're currently running.
Okay, so TV is something that you have used as a strategy over the years. It's also a strategy that you're saying you've got going July to October.
That's right.
And I believe that one of the focuses is not just, you know, promoting LJ Hooker, but there's the combination of using offline, online, the diversion of mobile and TV. Can you explain how you're working that together?
What has certainly helped and made us re-enter into the TV advertising space, which we didn't do for probably 3 or 4 years, because the internet or online was much better in terms of driving traffic. What made us re-enter is actually the emergence of mobile technology.
Right.
Everybody who sits in front of the TV is at times a bit bored. Now, with mobile devices, you end up checking emails, or you end up going to other websites and so on. So if a TV ad promotes a certain URL, you're more likely to enter that and thereby engage in the process. So mobile has certainly helped TV to keep to remain relevant and to re-emerge as a relevant form of advertising. Before that, it was predominantly regional TV, which was quite effective, but national TV wasn't too much. Now it has changed again.
Okay. So you've got the TV happening over the next 3 to 4 months. We were having lunch a month ago, and I think since then you've done the Sleep Out.
Yes.
When was that?
Sleep Out was 2 weeks ago, yes. It was a fantastic cause. There were, in New South Wales alone, 330 other CEOs, and they've raised, I think the whole initiative has raised more than $5 million, which is fantastic for such a cause. When we had lunch, we also talked about our little iPad app for kids, which we launched to help parents who are going through an open for inspection or interacting with real estate agents to keep the kids, particularly the age, which is very hard to keep under control, between 4 and 10 years, a bit under control. So we've launched that, got a lot of positive feedback for that. We've also looked into the development of the whole industry via our Ideas Exchange, which we ran in May across Melbourne, Sydney and Brisbane. First time we did it, and we got quite a lot of people attending, far more than we actually had expected. And now it's very much around driving the basics and the fundamentals through our network, and making sure there's incremental improvement on each of those, from open for inspection, prospecting, all the different elements, make them better and better and better.
Outstanding. Gil, if you were meeting yourself 25 years ago,
yes,
what would you say to yourself about business and about real estate now that you've gone through those 25 years? What would you say to yourself?
I would say probably should have moved earlier, migrated earlier to Australia, because it's a fantastic country with a highly developed real estate industry. And the other thing is, what I've learned over the last probably 20, 25 years was it always pays to surround yourself with really exceptional people, because when they grow, you grow with them, and you grow with them in combination. The second bit is really do what you like to do. So never pick a job just because you think it gets you somewhere else, so like more from a career strategic point of view, but really pick a job which you like doing now. So that's probably by far the biggest career advice I can give. And also not to get too much discouraged if so-called experts tell you one way or other way is the only right way to go. And if you look at my background, my career, I started off doing computer science, and then went quite deep in terms of finance and strategy. If I look back, it's the perfect combination for the job. Back then, nobody would have probably predicted it, and they said, "Oh, why did you first do online and computer?" Nobody really could see this image. I couldn't see it myself, but I'm very, very happy that I have a bit of a broader background.
Yeah, it's funny, Gil, we talked about it over lunch that day, where your life goes a certain direction, and the truth is, you get the 2020 vision at the end of it, where you turn around and you say, they're the dots, that's why it's all happened.
Yes.
When you're going through the journey, sometimes it doesn't make sense.
Yes, yes. Hindsight is it's a fantastic way of making decisions rational, yes.
Yeah. Okay, so just recapping on, I think that was just some really gold advice there about not worrying too much about what others are thinking, having a self-belief in the direction that you're going, about passion, about that this man here has come over from Germany, wasn't it?
Germany, yes.
Okay, exactly. He's got an attitude of gratitude living in this great country. So we should come here earlier, and for many of us that are living in this part of the world, it's something that we've got every day. Georg, as we finish off here, I want to ask you your prediction about real estate in the future. That's you get a good helicopter view. You're not necessarily out with buyers and sellers, but from a strategic point of view, you're seeing the big picture. Can you give us your intuition on what you're thinking is going to happen over the next 5 years in the real estate agency practice?
It is very, very important in the future to have the best salespeople in an office. It's not as relevant to have as many shop fronts as possible. Why is that? Because with the internet and modern forms of communication, you're less bound to go to a certain office. Some of the parts of the processes can actually happen and are happening online. In particular, the research is happening to a large extent already online. So therefore, offices, there will be a certain concentration of offices. Offices will get bigger, which helps offices. They get stronger, bigger, stronger. They might have satellites and might be in spots where you least expect a real estate transaction, closer to where people actually need the agents to be. On the other side, with the current undersupply in the market and the likely pickup of volumes as a result of that, as soon as new buildings are approved, I think the industry as a whole will get even more attractive. Therefore, I do believe it will be one of the key areas of employment, residential, but also commercial and in other areas. And then lastly, which I've touched on before, given that there's so much data out there, the volume of data has increased, but that hasn't necessarily found its reflection in the quality of the data. So, because everybody can enter data and put data in via social media, there's a huge abundance. So what agents also will require is even better tools in terms of staying on top of the data and responding to it. But it also reinforces the position of the agent, because consumers, while they get access to more data, might feel still quite lost about it and need someone, a trusted authority, to guide them through the process.
Perfect. Georg, thank you so much. I know you've got a lot on your plate at the moment. I noticed that there's a lot of action happening in Victoria. You're just growing incredibly there.
Yes.
Are you spending time there? What's going on there? You've put on a few offices there.
We've put a few offices on there, so we're the fastest growing franchise group currently in Victoria, as well as in New Zealand, as well as in Indonesia, which is fantastic. So I'm going to Victoria later in the week. There'll be awards night, and everybody will be pretty excited and amazed about it. People always said Victoria is such a hard market to it's so different. We actually do believe Victoria is a great market, and with the right attitude and the right people, you can succeed in such a market.
Beautiful. Guys and girls, we've had one of the nice, smart people in the business, Georg Schimmel, CEO of the LJ Hooker Group Worldwide. Thank you so much, Georg.
Thank you. Thanks, Tom. It was a pleasure.